Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From Austin Peay, head basketball coach Matt Figger joins us now. Big showdown game with Murray State coming up tomorrow night. Matt, how you doing this morning?
Guys, it's doing great. Sun's out in Clarksville, so it's another great day.
Yeah, beats 6 inches of rain like we've had like every day for the last couple of weeks, huh?
I thought I was going to need a boat to get to work sometime.
You've been there a little while now. What sort of feel do you get for this rivalry with Murray compared to maybe some of the others you've been a part of?
I've been fortunate, guys. My career's, I've been blessed with rivalry games at different places. I will say this, the people in the community are invested in this game as much as I would say the people when I was at Kansas State are invested in playing Kansas. It's that important to this community. I will say that. We don't, from the inside, we're not looking at it like that, but I know that from the outside that people in Clarksville are very passionate about the Austin Peay Murray State game.
I was up there, did the Belmont game at Austin Peay. How were you guys able to kind of put that behind you and now reel off 4 straight wins when some teams might have gone the wrong way after a game like that?
It's just been the character of our team. Our guys understand that we had great opportunity against Belmont. We were up 14 with 8.5 minutes to play. They understand that we let one slip away. And I give credit to Belmont because of Dylan Wendler. You were at the game. Dylan Wendler put his team on his back and led them to win. And they're so well coached, and they never got rattled or anything like that. And my kids understood we didn't do the things we needed to do. And so we went back and started over a little bit, and we picked it up from there.
I'm a little biased toward Terry Taylor because he played at my high school. How has he added to his game? After a terrific freshman season last year, he's been even better this time around.
His maturity from his growth of, committing himself more to a defensive player to being more of a leader on the court. Those are the things that he continues to grow into, he's matured in light years since last year.
Our guest is Matt Figger, the head basketball coach at Austin Peay.
Hey, Coach, man, we're playing a rivalry game against Jay Moran and crew. I guess, how do you keep your guys from getting so hyped up and, all pumped up and stay settled down and just play their game?
We just take the mentality we're trying, this game's no different than any game we've played from a standpoint that it's the next game on the schedule. So we want to treat every game equally. I understand there's all the outside noise, but just it's no different. If you want to compete for a conference title, you got to win your home games. And that's been the main focus and nothing else. We're just trying to make sure we do the things that we're capable of doing. And we don't have control of anything else, but we have control of our effort.
Coach, we're going to get any boxing one on Jay Morant or anything like that?
I don't think so. We're not a big scheming team as far as doing what we do. We like to pressure the ball and create turnovers, and I don't like to overcomplicate the game.
Coach, attendance has not probably been where you wanted it between averaging between, I guess, 1,000 and 2,000 a game. Do you think, though, the community up in Clarksville is going to get jacked up and you'll start drawing bigger numbers down the stretch?
I think so. I mean, we've got 3 home games. Just like in human nature, anywhere you're at, people want to see results before they invest. That's life. I get it. I feel like over the last year and a half, these kids that we've had on the floor, they've they put themselves out there for people to invest in them, and I do think it's time for the city to embrace these kids and invest in them.
What about your, you know, in facing Murray State, there was such a big buildup to this game. How much trouble did you have just keeping your team in the present and to focus on the games leading up and not look ahead?
Their focus was tremendous. I mean, you know, you look at we had to go on the road after we played Belmont, and you know, we played really well defensively. We had a big game last week against Jacksonville State on the road that we won. That you know, they were sitting in first place by themselves 2 weeks ago, and then we played well there, and then we come back and maybe played our best game defensively against SIU Edwardsville, where we beat them by 35 points, and our guys were all over the place. And then you know, this weekend we had a game where we lost by two at Eastern Illinois, that we got that one back. So, you know, my guys have been really good at just looking at one game at a time.
OVC may be a little underrated, you know, as Kevin was talking about, you know, there being really kind of the big four. But just in terms of night to night, the competition you guys get?
You know, since I've gotten here, you know, the things, and rightfully so, have been around Belmont and Murray. And since Ray Harper's got to Jacksonville State, he's changed the culture there, and they've rightfully so been in there. And you know, the last two seasons, we've been right there with them. So, but night in and night out, man, the league is very, very good from a guard standpoint. So, every team has really good guards, and every team has the capability when those guards get clicking. You can be in for a long night, especially on the road. And so when you have a league that's so guard dominant, it makes for fun basketball. It makes for, you know, high scoring things and stuff like that. And that's what makes the league competitive from top to bottom.
You gonna have a little time to sneak over to Knoxville tonight and see Frank Martin's team against the Vols?
I got to do that when they played Vandy, which, you know, that's Vanderbilt's campus about 45 minutes away. Not going to be able to spend any time. You know, hopefully we get to catch a little bit of the game tonight, but can't make the trip to Knoxville.
You know, real quick as we finish up, you know, I always kind of laugh when I hear people at high major schools gripe about, you know, the quick turnaround and travel and that sort of thing. Man, in a league like the OVC where you play Thursday and Saturday, man, that has to be a difficult turnaround at times, where you play on a Thursday night and you maybe have another game on a Saturday afternoon, and you have to have a lot of that prep done, you know, ahead of time, even though you want to focus on the game at hand.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I'm probably a little different than other coaches, but we really don't. Our prep is usually for the Thursday game, and then the Friday game, you know, it's kind of like a cramming for a test.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes the games interesting on Saturday, because you don't have, like you say, you don't have that prep time, but it also gets your kids really locked in on focus on the task at hand. And in a way, when you look at it, that's how you win tournaments, because when you play in tournament formats, whether it be, you know, the NCAA tournament or the OVC tournament or whatever, your turnarounds are quick.